For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery. Michigan has no long-term plan to repair its crumbling infrastructure. That's the message a coalition of engineers, businesses, and public policy experts is telling state lawmakers gathering this week on Mackinac Island. The group points to a couple of studies that conclude the state must invest $4 billion each year for 20 years to fix deteriorating roads and contaminated waterways. Mike Nystrom with the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association says the legislature is ignoring the crisis.
You can read any one of these reports. These aren't my reports. None of these are their reports. These are independent reports. Every one of them say the same thing. We're getting worse, and yet they zero out the Michigan Infrastructure Fund.
Earlier this month, the Michigan Senate eliminated a $20 million infrastructure fund proposed by Governor Rick Snyder. The governor is expected to discuss infrastructure needs during a panel discussion on Mackinac Island on Thursday. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.